think it is an apology. He gave an interview to a Mexican newspaper of the left, La Jornada. Recently, he has been talking about Mexico, and he has been saying that the candidate of the left, López Obrador, who lost the last presidential election in Mexico, should be the president because the election was stolen from him. I think Castro would like to get more support in Mexico as well as in other Latin American countries, and he knows the left in Mexico is very pro-gay rights. I think it has to do with that. I think, you know, it's not a sincere apology. It is remarkable that he has said that, but it's not new. In the 90s, he gave an interview to the former interior minister of Nicaragua, who is also a writer, and he spoke about the persecution of gay people in the 60s and 70s, and he said that that was a mistake, but that was it. And now he says that he's sorry for that. But you know, it's something that he's saying for a foreign audience. This is not published in Cuba, and I would be very surprised if it is.
So basically, in your opinion, for it to be really described as an apology, it ought to be something done more in public and particularly, of course, for a Cuban audience.
Exactly. And I think that is not going to happen. The Cuban government has identified gay rights as something that can gain publicity for them. It's not a secret that Mariela Castro, who is Fidel's niece, and the daughter of the current president, Raúl, she has been campaigning for gay rights in Cuba. And she told me personally in an interview some time ago that Fidel told her that she had to go very slow on this and she had to gather support.
But sorry, just explain why that is. Because after all, the ideology of the revolution and the ideology of the left is all about liberation. Why is it so difficult to talk about gay liberation still in Cuba now?
Because of Fidel himself. Fidel is a conservative at heart in regarding some moral issues. And I think, you know, the persecution of gay people in the 60s and 70s happened because of Fidel's consent. I mean, he's saying now that basically he didn't have time to look into these matters, but nothing happened in Cuba. Nothing happened in Cuba without his consent. So I find it very strange, and no Cuban will believe that he didn't know what was happening. He knew what was happening in Cuba.
Fernand, just give us an idea of what was happening in Cuba. I mean, the things that I've read are re-education camps. Was that a universal thing, a sort of, you know, an attempt to find a solution for homosexuality? What happened in the 60s?
Well, I think in the 60s, these labor camps were created, re-education camps, as you said, you know, were created for not only for homosexuals, but also for Catholic priests or Protestant pastors and everyone that didn't fit into the image of the new man society, the new man that was the idea of Che Guevara. And basically, you know, they were sent to these labor camps. And it didn't happen without Fidel's approval, I'm afraid.